So here we are at the start of the pilgrim route, and we're at St. Moog's Well in Ferns. Moog is another name for Aidan, and is another name for St. Madoc. In fact, the man had three names. So I'm here with Melanie O'Reilly. Melanie is an Irish speaker, and one of the questions I've been really thinking about is, Aidan has three names, as far as I can see. So there's St. Aidan, there's St. Eden, also there's St. Moog. In fact, it's four names, isn't it? And St. Madoc. So can you tell us a bit about where the origins of all these different names come from? Because I guess it's the Irish language, and why is he called so many different things?
Well, the name Madoc, he's mentioned Madoc, so that's another name, or another abbreviation or way of saying Madoc, so that's M-A-O-D-O-C, and that comes from M-A-D-O-C. Now, M is my, A is spelt A-O-D-H, which means fire, so it's an old Irish word for fire. It could be the god of fire, but in any case it's a real name. So A-O-D-H, M-A, and Och, O-C, is the old Irish word for young. We say, nowadays we say Og, O-G, O-Father G. M-A-Doch, M-A-Doch. And that is a form of endearment. So the story is that his mother, who doted on him, called him that. So that means, from that, there are variations. Moog, bringing that all together. And then, as in A, we're back to A, A-O-D-H, Aidan, which is another way of saying little A, slender A, but really it's another term of endearment. Aidan is a very popular name in Ireland. Various places call St. Aidan or St. Aidan's Well, but St. Moog's Well or St. Madoc's Well would be actually from the original.
Brilliant. So the mystery of St. Aidan's name is solved. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. There's more, I'm sure. We'll have to look into that.
The Holy Well is also another key point, because we're going to be walking over the next few days down to St. David's, and we're going to be seeing a lot of holy wells on the way. What I like to do when I start on pilgrim routes is to fill a little bottle of water and bring it with me. And then we finish at St. Non's, just the other side of St. David's, in a few days. And we pour that water into St. Non's Well, and it's a lovely way of bringing the two places together. One thing that people ask is, why would you go on a pilgrimage? And in particular, why would you go on this pilgrimage from Ferns to St. David's? And I think there are two reasons, really. The first is that this is a historic route where we are retracing the footsteps of St. Aidan on his journey to meet St. David in Pembrokeshire. Aidan studied under St. David in Wales, and he came originally from Ireland, and then he came back to Ferns after he finished studying with St. David. He established quite a lot of churches and monasteries in Wales as well first, and then he came back to Ireland. And so we're retracing his steps on one of his many journeys between Ireland and Wales. And St. David came the other way as well. He came to Ferns too. And so those connections, we're reconnecting those ancient links that existed back in the age of the saints in the 6th century and beyond. And so that's the first reason. The second reason is that often people go on a pilgrimage for reasons of addressing issues in their life that they might be looking at. So it might be a crossroads, it might be a moment in life where a decision has to be made, where you move from one situation to another. Or it might also be an issue that perhaps you're grappling with, a family issue, or maybe you've lost someone, or there's something at the back of your mind that you really need to address. So over the course of the next few days, that pilgrimage from Ferns to St. David's allows you to address some of those things and just take time out to think about what's going on in your life. And what better place to start than here at St. Moog's Well in Ferns. We also have the great privilege of the choir from Ferns, the village choir, to send us off from here with a couple of beautiful songs that they're performing down at the well for us, as a way of showing that they want to be really part of the whole thing to do with the new Wexford Pembrokeshire Pilgrim Way. And I'll hand it over to them.
Hold the sun, Lassie, go.